great deal of injustice. Sisters, is there enough food in India? Is India big enough to support the people in this country?
Yes.
Are there hungry people in India?
Yes.
Is it because there's not enough ground?
No.
Because of injustice. And that's what charity is, such a basic Christian virtue. Charity is the answer, the Christian answer to injustice, no matter our subject. If there had been no evil, then the greater good which God works would not have taken place. And so also with error. Error is God's mysterious way of having the truth more deeply, more clearly understood. As I tell people, we need heretics. Because by refuting the heretics, we have to think through our faith. The main reason, sisters, why we spend so much time on the Holy Eucharist is because there is such widespread dissemination of error regarding the Holy Eucharist. And not only in America, but in India. Number three, we are asking why the priesthood, which includes, remember, the episcopate and another word, presbyterate, that's the technical word. Why is the priesthood important? Because otherwise, the church would not be apostolic. And we said that the one true church out on the apostles, and everything in the Catholic Church, we said, first of all, was built by Christ on the apostles. Secondly, everything which the Catholic Church has passed on over the centuries has been given, of course, by Christ, but from Christ's apostles. Everything we believe, everything, every word we believe, every practice we have, which is Catholic, came from the apostles. Thirdly, they're asking, how is the one true church founded now? Through the apostles. Through the apostles are the ones through whom, and of course, and their successors, the graces of Christ come to the whole world. And that is why, we mentioned this before, but now to make it more clear, one of the great gifts of the Second Vatican Council is to tell us that the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church is the Universale Sacramentum Mundi, the universal sacrament of the world. A sacrament, remember, is something, number one, instituted by Christ. Secondly, sensibly perceptible. Thirdly, through which grace is conferred. Now, the sacrament. the sacrament. It's by Christ. He is his church. In other words, it's the apostles. On whom Christ conferred everything that he revealed. Whom he ordained bishops. Except for the apostles, there will be no Eucharist on earth. Be no sacrament of confession on earth. There will be no baptism. Now, have you know what Christ did? He took the church to teach it. Can someone who is not a priest, can someone who is not a priest, validly baptize? Can a lay person validly baptize? Can they? Can they?
Yes.
And, of course, in case of emergency. But suppose there is no emergency. But, say, a relative of a couple that should be practicing the faith, but they're not practicing it. They have a baby. They don't bring the baby to baptism. Can someone secretly, quietly baptize that baby? Can they? Yes. And the baby reaches the age of reason and can begin to make choices. And now the question. Now then, remember, there are certain graces that come only through the bishops and the priests. And remember, the sacraments we identified. The Eucharist, remember, confession, and anointing. However, and this is a preparation for the next part. Is it possible for someone to use water and go through a ritual and the person will not be baptized? Is that possible? The Catholic Church, over the centuries, had to decide and teach infallibly what is necessary for a valid baptism. In the United States, there are about 10 Lutheran denominations. The most conservative is called the Missouri Synod. I know them, and I got their books, because in writing about the Protestants, I had to use their own books. These were the ministers, the Lutheran ministers are taught, and this is the most conservative Lutheran denomination in America. They tell the ministers, when you baptize, you can baptize either by, say, pouring water or immersing the person in water and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Or you can say, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Question. Is that second baptism valid?
No.
Who has to decide when baptism is valid? The church, the apostolic church.